100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, 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 Digital Sister back. How's everybody? I hope everybody's fine. I hope you're enjoying the very beginning of summer. Well, a couple of things to talk about. I don't know if you tuned in, but on, let's see, May 13th on Larry King, he had a show about talk show hosts kind of sounding off about a couple of different topics, talking about immigration, the surveillance issue, and the Duke rape case. The four talk show hosts, they were very interesting. There was Randy Rhodes, a female from Air America, Ben Ferguson, Ed Schultz, and Dennis Pager. Ed Schultz is from Texas. I don't know if he was conservative or not, but Dennis and Ben Ferguson are. But as I watched the program, and I am a talk show host myself on globaltalkradio.com with my show Demystifying Nonprofits, I was pretty, taken aback by these four talk show hosts, because to me, it kind of gave talk show hosts a bad name. What I saw was four pretty obnoxious people who wouldn't let each other talk. They weren't listening to each other. It was almost as if everybody were just clamoring to be the only one. And I was really kind of taken aback with Randy Rhodes. She's with Air America, which is the liberal radio talk show program. But she was just so incredibly rude and so incredibly obnoxious. Could not get a word in edgewise. I would say she's probably as obnoxious as a conservative talk show host Ann Coulter, who really sends chills up my spine when she talks, because she too never lets anyone get a word in edgewise to hear another opinion. And so as I watched this, it was kind of, you know, embarrassing, because these are the people that have shows that are on the airwaves and are probably getting paid big bucks, but again, they don't have the courtesy to give other people within their same industry a moment to talk. But I found it fascinating to watch this, and it gets back to why I'm doing this podcast and why I think it's important that I do this podcast. Because with Larry King, you know, all the talk show hosts were white. There wasn't a person of color in there. And again, we always have to hear the opinions of the majority. But I think it would have been a lot more balanced if he'd had somebody else in there. Didn't have to be black, but maybe we could have Latino, a little mixture. But I was just kind of appalled by watching these four talk show hosts. They were all just pretty obnoxious. I can't really say I learned very much from any of them in terms of opinion, but they were always, especially the conservatives, they were always interjecting their own political agenda. So I was kind of like, ugh. I was kind of glad that it was over, and I was excited because Larry King was doing that kind of show, because, you know, I'm a talk show host myself. But as I watched it, I was pretty much appalled, because I didn't learn anything. All I saw was a bunch of obnoxious white people grabbing the mic and just trying to talk over everybody, including talking over Larry King. So I didn't learn very much. It just, I think, in my opinion, put talk show hosts in a bad light, as if we are all obnoxious and just always have to have, have the scene, steal the scene from somebody else. But I'm delighted to see that Whoopi Goldberg is going to get a radio show called Wake Up, which is going to be on Clear Channel, and it's going to be morning drive time. From 5 to 9 a.m. So I am delighted that she's going to have a show, because I think that's just going to be a different voice and someone of color for a change, and a female. Because as I said in some of my other podcasts, talk shows are pretty much the bastion of white males with a few white females and fewer people of color. So I was very delighted that Clear Channel stepped up to the plate and is going to give Whoopi her morning show. I'm hoping it'll be a nice balance between some of the crap that we are subjected to early in the morning, and you wonder why they even have shows. So I'm hoping that she will bring a bit more of her comedy edge into this and not try to pander to the shock jocks, or not even to try to become one, because she admitted, she said, I'm not a shock jock, so that's good. So I'm hoping that she will give us some insight, some of her comedy, and have great guests, but not try to be a shock jock. We just do not need another one out on the airwaves, because they're really not doing us any great service except to stir up controversy that never really gets resolved. But speaking of controversy, this is an interesting story. There's a talk show host, and his name is Stars, and he's on Power 105, I think it's J, but it's a station out of New York City. And I saw this a couple of days ago where he was talking about a rival DJ and saying some pretty horrible things about what he would do to this rival's daughter, and saying things like, I'm going to R. Kelly her, because we all know about the video with R. Kelly as he's urinating on some young girl in the video and doing some other things. But I just thought, man, this guy has really crossed the line, getting back to what I was saying at the opening of this podcast. It's almost as if talk show hosts think they are above everything. They think that they are God. They think that they can do and say anything. And it just isn't right. It just is not cool. But he said these horrible things, and the mother of this daughter had the police with her. And this was all on CNN. And I looked earlier this week, and I looked in the papers, and nobody seemed to be covering it. But lo and behold, again, yesterday, what I saw was that Stars was actually arrested for going over the line. And they interviewed Wendy Williams, who's a talk show host in New York, and she said, look, I'm all for free press, but you know, he crossed the line. And I wonder, with this whole talk show craze and what we see on TV with the reality shows, are people just crossing the line in terms of getting that 15 minutes of fame that everybody so much craves these days, because we're just celebrity hungry, celebrity driven, mindless information drives us. So I just wonder if a lot of these obnoxious talk show hosts, and this guy Stars included, are we really just talking about people who are really just going over the line for ratings and their 15 minutes of fame? But I thought that was interesting that A, he got chastised about it, but B, that he actually was arrested. Calls into some question about some of the things that I like Howard Stern, don't get me wrong, I like Howard Stern, and I mean, he said some pretty outrageous things, and yes, that's probably why he's on satellite radio now, but he endured plenty of fines and things like that, you know, but he was never arrested. And so, you know, again, that calls into some bigger issues. If people of color cross the line, and I'm not justifying what this guy Star said, not by any means, because he shouldn't have said it, but I wonder, is it fair and equal treatment, because you have some majority talk show hosts saying some pretty rotten things, like I presented to you a few weeks ago with Digital Sister 13, that talk show host David Linehan, who called Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice a coon, and he was subsequently fired but rehired. And I wonder, is that going to be the same situation with this guy Stars? you know, yes, he was arrested. He'll probably be let out on bond or something like that. But will he be, I don't know if he was let go from the station, but if he was, will he be reinstated? Or will some other network pick him up? You know, I doubt it, because the same rules are not being played with this guy, you know, being a person of color. So it just gets back to, we really need to think about what we're saying. Stars knew what he was saying. David Linehan knew what he was saying. You know, Rush Limbaugh knows what he's saying. And Coulter knows what she's saying. So I don't buy what some of these talk show hosts say, they made a mistake or they didn't mean it. No, we know exactly what we say. We know exactly what we're putting out there. And again, like I said before, you may mispronunciate someone's name or stumble on a word because you're thinking as you're talking. But to say some of these pretty outrageous things, you know exactly what you're saying. And a lot of times you're saying them for effect. And you're saying them in hopes that you'll be able to say whatever you want and it's going to be okay and nobody's going to check you on it. But again, those kind of rules don't apply to everybody. So I wish Whoopi great luck, and I'm going to try and tune in because it's just going to be, I think, a breath of fresh air for morning radio. You get tired of hearing the same old stuff. You get tired of hearing the same old obnoxious white boys on the air. So I will be delighted to hear a sister who's got a show who can bring some other insights and experiences into the whole talk show experience. So I wish her luck, and I'm thinking, man, it's about time we have something different and just have a fresh outlook on some opinions that are going to be coming out, because she has some opinions too. You know, I don't always agree with her either, but it will just be a nice breath of fresh air. Now, you know, I talked about hip-hop a little bit ago, as I do with many of my podcasts, and an interesting thing I found was that I was looking for a magazine, and I stumbled onto this magazine called XX, is it triple X? Oh, sorry, XXL, and it's called Hip Hop on a Higher Level. I mean, I have never seen this magazine before. I'm familiar with Vibe. I'm familiar with The Source. In fact, The Source was really the first hip-hop magazine that was started by two college students, I believe, at Harvard, who saw that hip-hop was going to be a new trend in music, and they were right on it. So it started off as like a two-page sheet, you know, just information about what was going on, where you could find things, and where the artists were, and just covering the whole emerging hip-hop scene. Well, you know, many years later, it's grown into a very glossy publication that we saw the creation of Vibe, which Quincy Jones started to compete with The Source. And then here's this other one called XXL. Now, I personally think XXL is just a little bit more, it's a little bit more edge to it, I think, and very much for the males. Check this out. On the masthead, not the masthead, but on the index page where, you know, it lays out what's in the magazine, usually you just have the information listed. Now, in XXL, we have this young lady in this bikini, and she's kind of pulling down the bottom of her bikini, and she's got some fruit in the other hand, so she's pulling down this bikini with her left hand, and she's kind of pulled it halfway down, you know, so her behind, if it were facing the camera, would pretty much be showing. And I'm thinking, man, that's very much, you know, pandering to our male hip-hop stars, but I just have never seen that before. And she's definitely got this come hither look, like, you know, do me now, that kind of thing. So I thought, man, this is kind of interesting. But it has some interesting articles, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to talk about some of the articles in my future podcast. But again, this was like a whole new discovery for me. I had never seen this magazine before. Has some interesting articles, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later in some other podcasts. And some of the things I picked up in the source, which I talked about before, was some of the older rappers like Ghostface Killah, the DMXs, and people like that, how they have to constantly reinvent themselves, you know, providing that they don't get in trouble with the law for doing some crazy things, but they have to constantly reinvent themselves to stay relevant. Interestingly enough, we see Ice Cube, who took a 6-year leave from making music because he was concentrating on being an actor, which he's done very well at, and producing also, but he's coming back to his roots. Apparently, you know, he doesn't want to be left behind in the music scene and left behind and considered irrelevant. So he's putting out a new CD, which is his first in about 6 years. And apparently it's very, very good from what the reviews are saying. So interesting enough that, yes, a lot of the rappers can reinvent themselves. But if they truly started out in rap, many of them are fortunate enough where they can still put out their music. Let's look at LL Cool J. He's transitioned into becoming a pretty successful actor, doing a wide range of roles, but he's still putting out his music and still sounding good. And so we have Ice Cube doing the same thing, and we have some of the other rappers doing that same very thing. So again, you know, check it out, and you know, let me know if you're able to find it, and let me know what you think about XXL. Interesting magazine. Now, let's talk about something else. This is totally different than what I've been talking about, but I still think it bears discussion. I have to say, I didn't know, but I was very sorry to hear that Louis Rukeyser, you know, passed on. And I have to say, I was one of those people who tuned in when he had his show. I think it was called Wall Street Week. And I personally, you know, enjoyed it. And I used to listen to it and watch it and thoroughly enjoyed learning about the stock market and just hearing an interesting, erudite show about the markets. And what I liked about him was in his later years, he started opening up his panel with more diversity. So more and more you would see African Americans or Latino and Asian people who were involved in the capital markets industry coming on as guests of his show. So I thought that was great. And he was doing that long before some of the other major news shows were beginning to put more people of color in their show. So again, I'm really sorry that he passed on, and it's going to leave quite a void because I don't think there's anybody who could do what he did, and he made the whole issue so approachable. He made it interesting. He made you want to tune in and learn about the free market and economics. So very sorry of his passing. We send our condolences to his family, and he really will be missed, and he really was irreplaceable. So I just wanted to touch on that. Also, I was sorry to hear that Tiger Woods lost his dad, Earl, because to me, when Tiger won his first Masters back in, I think, 1990, I won't even say because I'm not really a golfer, I don't want to get the dates wrong, but I think it was 1995, but when we saw that great hug that Earl gave to Tiger when he won. I mean, it was just so neat because in so many cases you don't see dads so involved with their kids like that, and you certainly not all the time see a black man who really has taken such an interest in his kid and really taught him this game of golf, very much like Richard Williams did with his two daughters, Venus and Serena. So again, very sorry that he passed, and he too, I think, is irreplaceable in terms of seeing what the potential can be with the parent who really believes in their child and really, I think, sacrifices and does everything that they can to see that kid reach the top. So we're very sorry to hear about the passing of Earl Woods, and we too send our condolences to Tiger and his family, because we know that Earl is going to be missed, and we know how much Earl meant to Tiger. Well, I think I've bent your ear long enough for this episode of Digital Sister 15. Hope you'll continue to tune in. Podcast is growing. I'm just so delighted about that, and that more and more people are tuning in to hear my personal reflections about what's going on in the world today. I think I'll have some more commentary in a couple of days, but please keep tuning in. I'd love to hear from you. Leave me an audio message sometime, 206-309-7325. And I know that I have some fans out there because you guys are listening to the podcast. So, you know, tune into the podcast page and send me some comments so I can get my fan base rolling. So I'll be back to you in a couple of days. Take care, have a great week, and thank you for tuning in to Digital Sister.
I'm a little bit of a mess.